Hello, everyone. Welcome to another episode of Excitement Day. I have the wonderful, the super talented. Are you still doing photography?
Yeah, I am doing photography.
Yes. Oh, the wonderful photographer, content creator, just all around fly, dope ass brother. And I've been wanting to connect with him for literally 4 years. And finally, I got him podcast, y'all. I wish
Come
I had
on.
That little big round of applause to be like.
You are giving me too much. I am just a potato. But no, I'm excited.
Potato
to be
that's
here.
Very, very unique. We've never seen before. but a potato, if you must be. So tell the people, like, where you from, how you got started, what's your, I guess, claim fame, if you must.
Okay, so my name's Bryant. Originally from Atlanta, Georgia, Decatur, where it's greater.
Excuse me, wait, you're from where?
I'm from Decatur, yep.
Decatur's not greater. However,
it's
nice to meet another man from that.
It's home.
But Decatur that great, okay? Y'all be lying, okay? Y'all lying.
It's home. But yeah, okay. So yeah, I'm from Atlanta originally. I am currently living in Raleigh, North Carolina. Right now, I am working as a financial counselor as my full-time job, hoping to transition to running my photography business full-time. And in the process of things, I also create style and lifestyle content for bigger guys because, as you can see, I'm a bigger guy. And so, yeah, that's my claim to fame. That's what I do. That's what I enjoy. That's what I'm loving doing. So here we are.
Come on. So I find that the journey for a lot of us big and tall guys who decide that step into the camera is quite an interesting journey. So I want to know, like, what was the moment for you when you decided, like, I'm fly as fuck. Like, I'm going to step in front of this camera and we're going to make some shake. Like, what was that moment for you?
You know what? It's honestly been really hard. It's been really hard to start to step in front of the camera. Like, growing up, I used to run and hide from the camera. Like, I literally have maybe 3 pictures from, like, my childhood. Like,
really?
And those are, like, very young pictures. Like, even in high school, like, other than yearbook pictures, which I never purchased, like, my pictures or anything. I just didn't like the way, growing up, I didn't think that I was photogenic. And I struggled with confidence and self-esteem growing up. And so, I was just not trying to do it. Like, my mom, my parents, my sisters, everybody would try to get me to take pictures, would not do it. I started my photography business when I was in college.
My senior year. So the man who literally ran from the camera
yep.
is now photography. Isn't that funny how life works?
It's, yeah, it's crazy, right? And so, like, when I started my business, I started to realize how important it was to have pictures, not only just to just have them and post online, but just to have them as, like, keepsakes, really, like, the only tangible thing you have as it pertains to memories throughout your life. So I was like, okay, I need to start getting in front of the camera more, but I did not expect to have the idea to step in front of the camera in this capacity.
Okay.
Literally, I was just trying to just, you know, have pictures as memories and just save those. But through running my business, I started to try to make content specifically for my clients to help prepare them for their sessions. So I started making small videos on, like, preparation tips. And
oh.
I did a review.
Why have I never thought of that?
Yeah, no, it's really helpful because I feel like content is king. You know this as a creative. Content is king. And, like, if I felt like if my clients had something to watch, it would just help the process easier, so they leave me alone in process too. I have more free time to do what I enjoy doing. So
this is why I like connect other creatives, because sometimes you get little nuggets that you really didn't think of, because really a lot of times I am too a photographer, so a lot of times the back and forth can the process a lot more tedious than it needs to be. But now that you just described that, I think whenever we become frustrated with the process, we need to discover ways to alleviate the problem so that
Yep.
there is to begin with. So the fact that you were creating little videos like, this is how you get ready, this is what you should expect, this is how to prepare, this is how to set your night before shoot, make sure you don't forget anything, because all of that leads into how good the experience is for the client, number one. Number two, it makes them want to come back. Number three, it makes them feel like they got their money's worth. Listen, I'm about to be out here creating.
You have to. I feel like it's really important too. And like you said, a lot of that back and forth, it gets really tedious. And when you're thinking about your time, and time is money, like I was just trying to make, like you said, make the experience just like seamless, like from start to finish. Like, so I started making those videos. And then one of the videos that I made, I did like, was when the Bevel shaving system first dropped.
Yes.
And so I did a review and like a shave test of that video of that product, and it did really well. So I was like, like I could actually turn this into a channel. So that's when I created my Bryant Devine channel. And I, like, when I was thinking of like the content that I wanted to share on that channel, since it was so different from like the content that I was sharing on my photography channel for my clients, I was like, well, what would I find valuable? So I really and like one of my friends asked me a question, and they were like, well, what would you go back, and this is the question a lot of people get, but it's, what would you tell your younger self? And like, I started thinking about that, and I was like, I'm gonna make videos for my 15 year old self. Like, what did I need to hear when I was 15 years old? Like, what tips did I need to help establish like confidence, self-worth, self-acceptance? Because I struggled with all of those growing up. And so I just started creating that content. I just started creating videos with me in mind, and it's turned into what's now my channel.
You dropped so many things. I just, mind is going everywhere. Let's talk about self-acceptance for a little bit. So you said as a kid, one of the things you struggled with. I consistently find that it seems like things you struggle with tend to become your greatest assets as an adult. I find that to be more and more the thing every day as I proceed through the world. You said you think about creating content for your 15-year-old self. So what's some of the content you've created that you was like, if my 15-year-old self had seen this, I'd be one bad motherfucker right now.
So one of the biggest things, and honestly one of the most popular videos on my channel, is my style tips for bigger guys. Because growing up, I was trying. Oh, I tried. I feel like we all did.
A for effort.
I tried, but
you had limited options.
Yeah.
You had limited knowledge. The internet was just become a thing.
Right. For sure. And so I was like, I needed that specifically, but I can't name like one specific video that really resonates with me in that way. It's just like really the overall message, like the common thread throughout my like a lot of my videos is just taking care of yourself, like self-care, taking care of yourself, pampering yourself, treating yourself, because all of those things help with confidence, you know, like establishing confidence. And so that's really the common string.
I so heavily understand that. I feel like even like as a kid, I don't know, maybe because I don't know if other young men struggle with this, but I can tell you for a fact, when I was a kid, one of the things I struggled with is doing things for myself. And that was like even down to the simplest thing, like lotioning my hands.
Oh yeah, for sure.
I was just like, I would literally have lotion and I would give it to anyone else, but not use it on myself.
I wonder why that is. I'm the same way. What was the same way?
and now that I think about it, now that I'm older and I'm thinking about it, I was like, what did you think you were getting out of neglecting your, making sure everybody else was good? Like, what did you think you were getting out of that? I have no idea. So, like, now I think to myself, like, you should be walking right here looking at, bro, what you doing?
No, but no, I get that fully because I was the same way. But, I mean, it's good to pour into other people, you know, but we got to fill our glass first. We got to fill our glass first. And that's what I had to learn over the course of the last couple of years.
Why do we always have to learn that?
Yeah, you know, I don't know.
Why do we have to learn to take care of self first? The airlines signs this lesson from a child. We should have known this already. Put on your mask first because you can't save anyone if you're dead.
Right, that is true. That is true. But I think what we internalize is the word selfish, so we don't want to appear selfish. Mm-hmm. And so we just kind of like want to help others first, but you know. It's nothing wrong with taking care of yourself first and then helping. Because if you don't have anything to give, then what are you, you know? Can't give yourself anything.
Yeah, you can't give from an empty cup.
Right. For sure.
Okay. So you decided, you made a piece of content. You was like, oh, the people is fucking with me. Okay. So what was like, because I know, it felt like for a while you had stopped creating content. Mm-hmm. So in that interim of you getting started and then figuring out, you know, what did you want to do next? Like, what brought you back? Or I'm going to say back because you had the public a little bit. So I don't know, like, if you had needed to re-energize yourself, or you was just like, man, fuck that bitch, yeah, I gotta go make real money. I don't know what the what was happening. Like, because one of the things I always enjoyed about your content is, wait, believe it or not, I don't know if you believe, but like, your editing is
my editing.
Yes.
Oh, thank you.
I feel like your editing is so smooth.
Thank you. I appreciate that. I guess crispy. I never really thought about it.
Because I struggle with transition. Like, that's my thing. My thing, struggle with video is transition. I feel like they're never smooth.
Yeah, So what I do, and this is a side conversation. What I do when I'm editing is when I'm recording a video, I do snaps. In between, my cousin is my roommate. He's always like, I already know when you're recording a video because I hear you in there snapping. But like, there was a kind of like vocal tics for me to be able to know where I should cut my videos. And so it helps, like, yeah, I just do like 3 snaps and then I'll start over. Like, especially on areas I mess over. So if I have to do like a jump cut, it's smooth, if that makes sense. But that's honestly the only thing I do. It's really the only thing I do. But I guess what made me stop creating content is that I got really sick in 2019. I was diagnosed with a stomach condition called diverticulitis, and people my age don't struggle with it. Usually people in their like 70s develop diverticulitis, like 70s, 80s, like older people. So I got really sick. And that year, 2019, I spent 2 separate weeks in the hospital for like a week. And so one, I had like a knee surgery, and then I had to go through like blood transfusions and everything. So I stopped making content for a while because right after that, I kind of got depressed a little bit. And you know, with health, like when your health starts to like fade, it's just kind of like, it puts you in a, especially our age, it puts you in a little bit of a funk. And so I got into a little bit of a funk. Yeah, I got into a little bit of a funk after that. And then I felt like for a long time that like the grace I gave people, you know, just give people every day, I felt like I wasn't getting any of that back when I was going through my situation. So it made me feel like, what am I doing this for? Like, I'm creating this content, I'm doing this, I'm photographing clients, and like when I'm going through something, they want it was really depressing. But I had to get myself out of that funk, and like, and so, and it took, honestly, it took about a year and a half or so. Mm-hmm. And just actually, I just got, I was just inspired by a lot of the content that I was seeing created. I think one of my biggest, one of the biggest people, well, you, or like one of the biggest people I follow, I kept seeing your content. I kept seeing Francis Lee Baker's content. I kept seeing,
Oh, Francis is amazing.
love him so much. I really do. I love him so much. And Devin on Deck, I saw a lot of his content and a lot of the stuff that he's
Ooh,
doing and
wait a minute now. See,
his
that.
editing
Ooh.
he like he is like his content is fire. And so I was like, you know what, I need to get back in these streets and start making content
Unpunchable.
again for me, you know, for me, not for anybody else. And people like I still have people that that are very supportive. And but it just felt for a while that I was like, dang, I can't even get a little bit back. So I just kind of fell out of it. But it feels good to be back in a place where I can create content and just be creative, really. And
Okay.
I also got really complacent with my job. That's when I started working as a financial counselor. When I got sick, I was like, okay, I can't really photograph like that. I can't go out on shoots, so I need to do something. So I got a job as a financial counselor. And you know, you start working at 9 to 5 and you start getting comfortable and complacent. And I just, for a while, I got stuck in that, to that as well. So now I'm moving into a season where I'm like, you know what? This job is nice. It's providing some stability, nice benefit package. But,
But I got more in me.
right. And I know it's not what I'm called to do. Like, I know, I fully understand that I'm called to be creative. So here we
Well,
are.
in the words of Beyoncé, if you're feeling significant, you should begin, 'cause you're part of something way bigger. Remember that, at all times.
For certain.
Yep. You're always part of something way bigger. It's just sometimes I wonder sometimes if the point of the journey is to get lost, because it seems that for most of us, there's a lost and then found. But I'm glad you found your way back. I'm glad that the content you surrounded yourself with helped you feel inspired to, like, I got everything it takes plus 29,000 more.
Okay.
Let me jump back on in this thing.
I'm very big on the, if you tell me I can't, I'm gonna find a way to do it. I'm gonna prove you wrong. Very big on it. Very, very big on that. So
Dead weight.
I try. But yeah, but like but, just to kind of talk about your point a little bit, you know, I feel like going through anything, relationships, just even like our life, like there's always some type of change. Like there's always something that's going to change. And like you said, there is always that getting lost to be found, because I feel like it's God's way of being like, okay, you're getting comfortable. Let's shake things up a little bit. Let's see how you can get yourself out of this. Like, let's see. And it
So the
teaches you
Lord be
so much
shaking the
along the way.
table?
Yeah, it teaches you so much along the way. And I feel like that's the most, those are the most valuable lessons like to learn throughout life. So
The lows helps with that. They really do. Okay, so I want to talk about the moment that I was just like, wait a minute. So I'm gonna come closer to the screen so you can see what I'm talking about. So this video right here. Can you see that?
I see it. I see it.
So when I saw you, when I saw you in the Express ad, I was just less like, I wish I could fall out of my chair right now, but I can't because that's a long fall down. Talk about that moment. Like, talk about, like, what was that experience like? For every content creator, we love being shared across the internet, but I don't know what it is. There's just something about seeing yourself in print, tangible, that just takes it from here to, like, to the moon.
Oh yeah.
So tell me, like me everything. Like, how was it? Like, everything.
Okay, so this like that a very wild experience. It was around this time last year. As a matter of fact, I got, you know, like on Facebook they share memories. And so
Yep.
the moment I got that offer, I went on Facebook and I was like, yeah, I'm really excited about this collaboration. So it was like literally just like exactly a year ago, I want to say on Wednesday, that I got the news that I would have my curated collection shared and expressed. And so honestly, I don't know. I don't ask questions. You know, if I get an opportunity, I take it, I run with it. I thank God and I just move. But I was offered that opportunity. To me, it was just so big. It's one of my highest paid collaborations to date. But it's wild. I can't really, even like thinking about it now, it just feels so surreal. Again, it's been like a year. It's been almost exactly a year. But yeah, crazy experience, crazy.
So when they sent you the email and they was like we want you to create a collection, like what was your first
thought? Honestly, when they first, I was excited for a second. I screamed, I called, I screenshotted it, sent it to in my family group chat, sent it to my best friends. And then I was like, I don't know if I can do this. Like immediately was like, I don't know if I can do this. Like this.
Oh, wow.
I started to doubt myself. Like, how am I going to put together a collection? Like, what do I know about putting together anything? But what I found during that process is that like sometimes self-doubt can be a big motivation as well. You just got to wake up and just get it done. And, yeah, like I said, it was a very wild experience. I can't even really put words to it. I can't believe that it was offered to me. And even when they were telling me the day that I actually went to go view my collection, because of course I picked out my pieces, told them what I wanted, etc., sent everything back, and then when they put the collection live in store, I talked to the store manager and he was like, yeah, you're like the only person in this area to have the only influencer in this area to be offered to have their collection showcased, and second in the state. And I was like, who am I to see
that's how I know it was for you.
It was a really wild experience. And then like just even being able to see what other influencers throughout the country have put together for their collections has been dope. And I love Express so much. They've been so good to me throughout like our partnership together. So it's literally a dream. Like, and I think sometimes I don't even realize how big that was. Because again, I like really? Sometimes I kind of discount or just doubt myself, or like I went through it, so I know what it took, but like it's just kind of like I just don't know.
Well, from the people sitting on the outside, it was major. It was like, because Express is one of those brands that's like always been a staple in menswear, mm-hmm. but for them to like extend their hand to plus was like, oh, so you see us.
Yeah.
But not only do you see us, you tap someone in the community that sees us.
Right.
I feel like there's a lot of different influencers that are, some are just like very popular, but necessarily integrated into the community per se. They just do their own thing, and that's cool. I feel like when they tapped you, when they tapped Francis, they were very intentional about picking people that we were content creators, but were part of a growing Big and Tall community.
Yeah, absolutely, for and, sure.
To me, that was major. But to see that they picked influencers that necessarily didn't have 100,000 followers was even more big to me, because it means that you are searching. You didn't just pick like anybody. You picked good, dope, real content creators who are grinding the hustle. Like, I don't know. It just felt like, I'm on my way, Jesus. I see what you did for other people. I see what you did. it felt like that moment for me. So that's definitely what I took away from it.
I for sure, like all you saying, like, for sure, like, it was big, because I remember being in college and like trying to shop at Express and being bigger, and I was like, yeah, y'all only carry up to a size large, like, what? And I always, like, I wanted to shop at Express so bad, like, I just wanted to be able to fit Express clothes. But then, like, when I found out that they were offering extended sizes, I was like, shoot, I was like, I definitely gotta hop on this. I'm definitely shopping at Express, like. And just like you said, even just having the opportunity as a not only just as a plus size or big and tall influencer, but also just as a, you know, a Black content creator, Black influencer, like, I feel like that's big as well. And like, I just, again, I love Express so much because they are so inclusive, and I just, I love
Let's
it.
go on, let's go on and add that with it too.
Right. For sure.
All right, so now you've been creating content for
It's been roughly
wait,
like
what was
6 years. 6 years.
that's what I was gonna say. I feel like it's a little over five, but okay, I was almost there. Like 6 years now. What do you feel about, number one, how far this journey's take you first, but number two, like, how we've come in 6 years? Because I just feel like, so I'm getting ready to create like another video, to my follow-up video that I did about you beginning to the shop. And it dawned on me that 6 years ago, I've been able to make a part two to a video. But there's so many places to shop now, I have to do a part two, a three, and
To
probably
three or
a four,
four.
if not a five.
I am loving just the evolution of like the big and tall community, and like just stores that are specifically for us. And it's so funny because like you'll see these brands launch their businesses, and people complain about they don't have smaller sizes. I'm like, bro, we've been going through this for forever. Like, we finally have something for us. Like, you're mad because you don't have a seat at the table.
I'm
You can
gonna calm it
shop
down.
everywhere. Everywhere.
In the fight. I mean, I interviewed Deshaun of 100 Braun like a few weeks ago, and I start off with that question. I was just like, so you know, very big supporter. I see everything you do, and the one of the main questions you always get is, man, you ain't got no large in there. And I was just, so, you know, for the people who've been requesting large, you know, like, you know, are you going larger today? He said, that's a hard no for me, dog. I said,
Okay,
oh,
we got it. It's a hard pass. Thank
it's a
you.
hard no for me, dog.
Exclusive. Exclusive. Cause now y'all see. And we only have a handful. We have a lot. We have a lot more than we had, but we still only have a handful, and
Yes,
those
we do
are.
only have a handful compared like all the other places. And I mean, I'm still with Zara, H&M.
No, for real. I bought a shirt from Zara, and even like my size in Zara was still too small. Like, so
Feel like when I
it's
go in there, I
one.
gotta be like,
Exactly, for sure.
and I can't breathe. Don't eat no tacos. It's gonna be done. All right, so the journey has definitely taken you, I mean, further than ever. So let's switch gears for a minute and talk about photography. So how did you get into photography?
So in high school we had to do a senior project, and for my project at first I was my brother we had to pick a mentor. It's like somebody who worked in a specific industry. I feel like my I'm sweating. Anyway, we had to pick somebody that worked in a specific industry. So my first thought was like, okay, I'll get up with my brother-in-law. He's a barber, and he'll be my mentor for my project. And we had to, like, you know, have a certain number of hours. I want to say like 120 hours, like with the person learning the trade, learning the
Oh,
business, learning
wow.
like their day to day. And then we had to do like a paper and present like a huge presentation at the end of the year. And like that was a large part of like you being able to graduate. And so I chose, at first I chose, barbering, but then when I did, sent in my proposal, they was like, you couldn't do anything cosmetology related. So I was like, okay, well, I've always
Wait,
been,
why?
I don't know.
Who's
I
hating
have
on
no idea.
the cosmetology?
Exactly. I was like, that's a trade and like, honestly, very lucrative. So, but yeah, they wouldn't let they allow it. So I was like, well, I've always liked magazines. Like growing up, I was like obsessed with like Jet Magazine, Essence. Like always had
Ooh, come on,
subscriptions.
Jet.
Yeah, like always had
Come on, Jet,
subscriptions.
Beauty at a Week. I
Absolutely.
think they're
So
back, actually.
yeah, I think so. I think so. But yeah, I found a mentor who was a photographer. His name is Mr. David Dupree. And he was my mentor for my project. And like I fell in love with photography with him. He was very lenient as a mentor. So like we didn't spend all 120 hours together. But when we did have time today together, he taught me a lot of like he taught me a lot about composition, a lot about lighting. He also taught me a lot about like illusions, like photography illusions. And which I thought was like so cool. So like after I finished wrapped up my project, I told my parents, I was like, I want to go to school and major in photojournalism. I want to be a photographer. And they were like, that's a good like side hustle to have or whatever, but you need to get a degree in something that you can make some money in. So I was like, all right, bet math. So I stopped doing photography like throughout my whole college
Oh, wow.
experience. And then my senior year in college, one of my best friends, she was like, hey, I have this point and shoot camera. She just grabbed a point and shoot camera and she was like, can you take my senior pictures? And I was like, yeah. And we had so much fun on that shoot together. And I fell in love with photography again, kind of like reacquainted. And like from that moment on, I was like, okay, I gotta get me some equipment. I gotta learn a little bit more, brush up on what I already do know. And I just went for it. So after graduation, I graduated with my bachelor's in math. Everybody wanted me to become a teacher. I was like, no. Like I'm too nice to be in
No,
anybody's classroom. Like I'm too
no,
nice.
no. Remember, your mom and dad said, your parents said that you needed to get into a field that made money. So why would they want you to go to teach it? It don't make sense. They
Right. Well, they didn't want,
don't
I
need
don't think
money.
they. They just wanted me. They just want. I guess wanted me to get a degree in anything else. But sorry, I guess they didn't see it as lucrative. But I graduated and I launched my business, and I've been rocking since.
What do we?
You said what?
What do you shoot? You shoot.
I shoot with the Canon 5D Mark III.
Starting to think. I think I don't know why I don't know shit about Canon.
You're a Nikon guy.
I'm a Nikon guy. That's my thing. I don't know. I don't know. I felt. I don't know. I went to the store and I was just like, "What y'all got? I need a camera." I mean,
Nikon
for me,
is.
it was very different. I mean, I've never liked photography. I have ran away from photography every opportunity I got. I was just like you. Anytime somebody pulled out their camera, they start doing it.
Okay.
I'm running. I'm running because like, what? What y'all doing? No, not me.
Right.
Okay. And my best friend's been asking me to take her pick her pick for like no a good 9 years. I said no every day for 9 years. Years. How much I ran away from it.
Right.
Then I started XL Tribe and I was like, okay, so if I'm gonna start a website, I'm gonna need photos to go with this website, right?
Right. So now you
So
gotta take pictures. Right.
wait, no. I still don't want to take pictures. So I'm like, I'm gonna go on the internet, I'm gonna find pictures. Then I Googled, that's illegal, can't do that. Cool. All right. So I have to buy photos. Okay, cool. So I'm this subscription thing where you get to buy like your photos for a month. I was like, okay, cool, that works. I pay for that. I'm searching big and tall, nothing. Big and tall middle color. Absolutely nothing, nothing.
Okay, double negative nothing.
I mean double. So then I was like, okay, let me see how offensive these people gonna get. So I searched for fat men. when the assaults for fat men came up, it was at that very moment. I'm sitting at my desk. It's 1 p.m. I'll never forget this day. I'm sitting at my desk. It's 1 p.m. That search result came up, and it was a fat man, big guy. He was in the middle of the floor, and he was eating cookies, donuts, pies,
Oh,
cakes,
wow.
and the way they had on a white T-shirt that was all like stained with like you know when you eat with your hands and you do that, and the shirt was half up, so his belly was out, and I said, this is what you think we'll do? Oh, I'm offended. I got my wallet, got my keys, got in my car, went to Best Buy. Like, what kind of camera y'all got?
I know that's
Cause
right.
I'll show y'all. This not how we look. We don't look like this.
Right. And
I was like, I live in Atlanta. We don't look like that.
That's attributed to a lot of like what causes people, especially like bigger guys growing up, like what's causing them to have issues with like self-esteem and self-worth, because all they see is like these negative depictions of bigger guys or guys that quote unquote look like them, even though they don't really look like them, because who really carries themselves like that? Nobody.
Nobody, absolutely no one
Nobody.
does that.
Yeah. And so like,
Even
but they
if all
do
you do is eat pies all day, you don't do it like that.
Yeah, they do it to paint this picture of being big as disgusting. And so it is important. I think fully, and you intentionally know what you're doing with big and XL tribe. But like you, I don't think you. Well, you. I can't say that you don't realize, but it's very, very extremely important for like for us to be able to see ourselves in the way that you are showcasing us, especially for kids growing up. Like, you are doing a phenomenal job, and I think that's why I think that our platforms are so important. I really think it's something that we I know that we take serious, but we really should, because it's gonna help the next generation, definitely.
Yes. I'm excited to see a generation of kids that don't ever have to question self-worth, that don't ever
Right.
have to look in the mirror, not looking or because they don't think they're gonna like what they see. Like I'm excited to see a generation of kids that already out hoo-ha, like
Right.
I'm that. I'm all that and all the bag of chips and all the ho-hos and I don't care what y'all think. Like, I'm
Exactly.
excited to see that generation of kids, because my God. And for me,
It was
from
tough
that
for
point,
us.
it was
Yeah.
off to the races. I was like, can I shoot anybody I saw on Instagram? Hey, I'm giving away free. I just need people, like I need people to build pile. Like it's guns for this purpose. Like, don't worry, but like I really want to showcase people that I know. The big guys that I've always seen, they don't look nothing like that. So I need
Exactly.
to create as many
Exactly.
positive images as I can. And here we are 5 years later, and I'm just
I
like,
love
wow.
that purpose. I love that so much. Like, I really love that. Because it is important, and I think that it becomes like you were saying before, you like to help people. It's helping in that capacity. Isn't
Yeah.
that weird?
It
Like, it's pouring into other
is.
people's cup.
It is. Actually, I pay it forward a lot. So part of my photography package, my photography business, every time someone buys a package from me, I give away one.
Oh, nice. Good. That's a dope
Yes, because I'm
idea.
always trying to pay it forward. I absolutely will never get tired of the look. When a big guy doesn't think he looked, and then you show him screen, and he'd be like, "That's me, yo,
Exactly.
yeah, you."
That's honestly what I love the most about photography, especially shooting people who do struggle with confidence. Like, seeing
Confidence,
them
right?
see their photos like for the first time, and especially people that are like, they don't like taking pictures, because I was that guy. But seeing their reactions to their photos is definitely an unmatched feeling. Like, there's nothing that feels that amazing. Like, so I definitely agree. And like you
Part of
said,
my face don't feel that good.
It's all about representation, and I feel like it's so important that you wanted to create a business to put more positive images of us out there. Because let's be
You
clear,
know
look
the
at the
most interesting
material.
thing? Huh?
I
Say it
said, let's
again.
be clear, look at the material. Look at the material.
Baby, can you little shake today, today? But like, it's funny that so XL tried faith business. By the way, I've been an entrepreneur my whole life.
Mm.
XL tribe is my fifth business. XL tribe is my only successful business. I find it very interesting because it's the first business that I started that had nothing to do with me that I was not make money from.
Right.
I find that to be the most interesting concept of life. I started four other businesses strictly to make money, strictly so I could stop being poor, and I was still poor. And the one business I started that I was just like, I'm not going to make no money. This is not to make money. I'm not going to charge. When I first started photography, my first year of photography, I didn't charge dollar to anyone.
Mm-hmm.
Every three the first year. And I find it to be so funny, the successful business that I was doing for free. That part is wild.
It's because you had a purpose. It's because you had a purpose. So when you have purpose, I feel like a lot of times, like you can, it gives you the strength to fight. It gives you the strength to push. It gives you the motivation that you need to keep going, to keep pursuing it. And so, mm-hmm. Yeah, that's dope. That's why you had a purpose.
And I see that today it really makes the difference in how I do my business, because I still always think of how can I give back. Like in my this is how I treat business for real. Like. Once my bills is paid, you pay anything else. Like, so right. Like, how can I assist in whatever ways I can to make next men feel just as confident as I now feel about myself, about my body. And so that's what I consistently think about in business. Like, what other ways can I give? Like, what more can I do? Like, I was just telling my friend that I cannot wait to be rich so I can give it all away. I cannot wait.
Exactly. What am I going to do with all that money? I'm the same way.
What? Like, listen, what that girl say on Instagram? I was poor before. I died.
Right. Like, what am I going to do with all that money? Like, I definitely have my plan of how, like, I plan to spend my riches. I'm going to invest so I can keep making money. I'm going to give a lot of it away to my family, friends. I'm going to purchase my little land. And I'm still going to be working, though. I'm not a lazy person. I can't just be like, and I get not to say that people who are rich and don't work are lazy. Not to say that at all. But like, I have to have my hands on something. I got to feel like I'm walking in my purpose. And I think that's a lot of the reason why. Well, a lot of what inspired me to get back into creating content as well was because I'm supposed to be doing this, so yeah. I need to just get back to my reason why.
It's like, come back to me,
right?
So as wrap up the interview, I'd like for you to the people with something that either touched you, whether it's recently in life, whatever the case is. Something that touched you, a word of wisdom that you just feel you could impart onto whoever's listening to this podcast today. Whoever, I mean, if you're feeling like you ain't significant, think again. Like, give them something to, like, what I'm trying to do, I should say.
Yeah. Okay. So I was recently having a conversation with my nephew. He has a business as well. He has a clothing brand called I Love My Clientele. If you've ever been in Lenox Mall, you've probably seen him walking around selling his t-shirts. Yeah. So he has a business called I Love My Clientele, and he sells these t-shirts. And we were talking because we were talking about like his pricing, and he charges a nice little penny. I can't tell you exactly how much he charges now, but he charges a nice little penny for his t-shirts, and they're just t-shirts, but they have a message behind them. And so we were talking, and I was like, I could never charge that much for my t-shirts because I just feel like people won't buy them. He was like, you know what, uncle, because he's a year older than me. He was like, you know what, uncle, people are only gonna give you what you ask for. People are only gonna pay you what you ask for. And like, that was that was pivotal to me, like to my thought process and my mindset at the time, just from like even just from a business standpoint of like how much I'm charging for my services. But it also carries into other parts of your life. Like people are only going to give you what you ask for. Like, and I think a lot of times we try to settle for things because of confidence or our insecurities, or we feel like we're not worth what we really desire. And you only get what you ask for. You only get what you ask for. So I'm trying.
You think you was gonna drop it like that?
I'm saying that to say that if there's something out there that you desire and something that you want, whether it be out of a relationship, out of yourself, your self-care routine, just anything in life, then you only get what you ask for.
Ooh, all right. Well, now and drop that on them. People don't even know where they can find you, so they get more.
You can catch me on YouTube, Bryant Devon on YouTube. It's a lot of content over there. You can also follow me everywhere at I'm Bryant Devon. Everywhere. When I say everywhere, I mean TikTok, Instagram, Twitter, Smule, the Sing app, because I'm up there singing. I can't sing, but you can find me up there as well.
You be singing on Smule?
Yes, I love karaoke. Karaoke is my thing, and if I can't go, I'm in here singing on it app. but yeah, so I'm Bryant Devon everywhere.
Okay, well, y'all go follow Bryant Devon everywhere that you can follow him. I am Kirkland. You can follow X everywhere. That's Facebook, TikTok, Twitter, Instagram. That's X Tribe everywhere. And thank you so much for agreeing to come on the podcast. I finally connect with you after many years.
Many years, right? Crazy. Many years. I'm excited to be here. Thank you so much for having me. Like I said, I love XL Tribe so much. And just to even have this opportunity to just share the platform with you is so dope. So thank you for having me. Thank you for asking.
You're welcome, sir. Well, thank you all for listening.